suggested the alien who burst from his chest. His jaws are chested.
Slam dunk.
Damn.
Good game, you guys.
That was one heck of a poker match.
Winning or losing, I always feel closer to you guys when we play games together.
It's like that classic needy sitcom device they overused on Friends and Parks and Rec.
Love us, love us.
Normally, we play with our friends Dave and Dana, but you're pretty damn good, Ashley.
Thank you. Where are they, by the way?
They're each going through a lot right now. I figured I'd give them a month off of game night. What's important is that they know we love them.
Either way, game nights with my brother Charles and his cool alien roommate is just what I need right now. I'm feeling so single.
Unlike me, though, you're beings from a planet full of beings that value life. How is anyone alone?
Well, for younger people, it's a validation thing, but as we go on, we just want a partner. Someone looking out for you, who will be there for you in dark times. Someone who has your best interest at heart.
I see.
Well, I am good. I have you now, Chesty, and Ashley, my sister, living with us.
Don't forget sex. People need sex.
Well, that's not mine. Wait, hey guys.
Lars, you're a good agent, but Detective Betty tells me you've been the cause of some grief over this investigation.
Director, we're not a warrant printing office. We have to have a reason.
Thompson, Betty, I've tracked that alien egg to this guy named Charles. I believe there's an alien living with him and dressing up as a woman in a trench coat in public.
Yes.
What's so hard to understand?
You sent me some security footage of this, woman. All I see is a woman in a trench coat.
And when I met my ex-wife, Deborah, all I saw was a girl in a cheerleader outfit.
Gentlemen, I deal with enough entitled man children at my side job at Starbucks. I can't handle this crazy alien shit on top of the crime and drama actually happening in San Diego.
Look, I'm just gonna go to this guy named Charles's place, find the alien, then we'll
Lars, I'm afraid I just can't allow this.
This is bullshit! Thompson? Warrant, detective?
Sorry, but you need hard evidence like America needs health coverage. Both of vital service right now, but I just don't see it happening.
Take a deep breath, buddy. Head back to Washington. Have a beer with old Thompson, huh?
God damn it! You're both being a couple of Deborahs.
Agent.
I'll go my own way on this. And when I come back with the alien, you'll be all, oh, congratulations, Lars.
You do that, dude.
I'm ordering you to stand down or say goodbye to the Bureau.
Well, I guess this is goodbye, boss. Detective?
Yeah, later, dude.
Okay, looks like Charles's apartment is about 2 blocks away. I'm coming for you, Chelsandra. Stupid Detective Betty. Stupid Director Thompson. I'll show them. I think this dark alleyway will save some time. Stupid ex-wife, Deborah. Stupid diner lawsuit. What the hell was that? Hello?
Hello, is there someone up there on the fire escape?
Damn it. If there's someone or something up there, show yourself. Oh, God damn it. It's you, isn't it? You come down here right now. No one gets away from Special Agent Lars Midtune. Ah! Oh, shit.
Oh!
Where's my arm?
You've been dismembered, friend.
Shut up, audience guy.
God. I'm bleeding out and I'm urinating.
Andrea. I'm not going to make it. Tell Thompson he was like a father to me. Tell Deborah that I wish I married you instead. You made the best lattes. Unbelievable tits.
Did everyone hear that loud boom?
Yeah, like a laser?
I think so. I'll get it.
Hello, Charles and Chesty. And you?
Are we in trouble?
Don't be alarmed. My name is Trevor. Trevor Predator. I'm a friend.
Come right on in, yeah.
You guys have to be careful. There was a government agent on his way to take Chesty, but I took care of him.
That laser came from you?
I've been stalking you guys for a while. About as long as Chesty and I have been here on Earth.
Wait, stalking us?
Listen, guys. I have no idea what I'm doing on this planet, but I have a roommate too, Charlene.
Oh, shit.
After reading her books and listening to her CDs, I've come to see the value of all life. Where I'm from, people like you are just meat for the hunting. But now I'm compelled to protect and care for people. And I don't want anything bad to happen to Chesty or anyone. That's why I've been keeping an eye out. I love you guys.
That's really sweet, isn't it, Chesty?
I like your netting.
Thanks. I like your tail.
Hold on, do you know if Chesty's safe now? What about other agents or threats?
Hey, from now on, that's not your problem.
Oh, he's shooting me!